You're listening to the audio production of Covenant Child by Terry Blackstock, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kirsten Potter.
Chapter 1. There's a question that haunts me in the blackest hours of night, when wasted moments crowd my dreams and mock the life I know. The question is this: how could a child born of privilege and promise grow up with nothing? I was somebody when I was born. Lizzie, my twin, says we were heiresses all along. Our grandfather was a billionaire, she says. Just think of it, Kara. There were newspaper articles about us when we were three. They called us the billion-dollar babies. But these billion-dollar babies wore Goodwill hand-me-downs. We ate dry cereal most nights for supper, right out of the box, picking out the raisins to save for our school lunches the next day. In my memory, we never formally observed a birthday, because no one around us considered that day worthy of celebration. We were worthless no-accounts to most of the people in town. But all along, we had an inheritance that no one told us was ours. I sometimes try to remember back to the days before we were three, but my memories are tainted with the lies I've been taught and the pictures I've seen. I can't quite sift out real recollections from my faulty assumptions, but I do know that the things I've laid out here are true. Not because I remember them, but because I've studied all the sides, heard all the tales, read all the reports, and a few things have emerged with absolute clarity. The first thing is that my father, Jack Holbrook, was the son of the Paul Holbrook, who did something with microchips and processors, things I can't begin to understand, and amassed a fortune before he was 30. My father, Jack, got religion in his teens and decided he didn't want to play the part of the rich son. He became a pilot instead, bought a plane, and began flying charter flights and giving lessons. He disowned himself from the Holbrook money and told his father that, instead of leaving any of it to him in his will, he preferred that he donate it to several evangelical organizations who provided relief and shared the gospel to people all over the world. My grandfather tolerated his zeal and noted his requests, then promptly ignored them. My mother, Sherry, was a teen runaway who left Barton, Mississippi at 15 to strike out on her own. She wound up living with a kind family in Jackson, and she got religion, too. She met my father in Jackson when he put an ad in the paper for some office help at his hangar, and they fell in love around the time she was 19.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?